on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat?
Listen, and that if you listen, you can hear the pitter-pat. I don't hear it.
Life can be so
sweet. Yeah, I thought you could.
On the sunny side of the
what
street.
What did you say?
I used to walk
nothing.
In shape with those blue.
You know, if Elvis had lived, no, it was yesterday. Sorry.
Not afraid.
What happened?
Sorry.
This rover.
Every time I learn something new, it pushes some old stuff out of my brain.
Tell me about it.
Hey, can you turn my headphones up just a follicle?
I can't. Are you talking to him?
No.
Yeah, you can. That's
gold
good.
Dust at my feet.
Thank you.
Follicle is a hair.
Yeah.
So it's just saying just a hair. And then there's
red follicle.
Well, there's RCA.
Yes.
Turn it up just an RCA. Certain things we'll never be able to tell you what they mean.
I never understood the red part of that. Why
well,
red?
Red hair is
blonde to me
be,
is more fine.
I agree.
And thin.
I agree.
It should be a BCA.
I agree. But somebody out there at some point thought red hair was the finest hair.
Yeah.
If you want to indicate just the finest fine.
Because a BCH could be so fine you can barely even see it.
That's
I mean,
true.
It's almost invisible.
Well, and, but it, that could be brunette too, though.
No, that would be a thicker hair.
No, but that's why he's saying, so it couldn't be a BCH because you wouldn't know what...
You mistake it for me. Mm-hmm. And don't email us, say, what's CH?
BLCH.
We can't help you with that. We can't do that.
Blech.
Yeah, we can't do that. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are. August 17th. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June?
No build-up today.
No.
Jump right in. There's several things we want to kick around here today, unless you have better things, and you probably do, you out there listening. You probably have things that are more interesting than we do. So we'll take your calls. What I would like to do is get one bit of business out of the way. And I don't mean to say get out of the way like, ooh, get it out of here because it's very important. And then we can open it up and have a little time to talk because Dr. Doug comes along after the 4 o'clock news break.
And, In about an hour.
Yeah. That's right. And the other reason I'm going to jump right in here to this is I talked today with Dr. George Andrioff. Dr. George is part of the MD Health and Wellness Group. And I said, Doctor... It seems to me you're getting a lot of people coming in there for low testosterone or weight loss or diabetes reversal. He said, oh, my goodness, yes. He's and a lot of times advertisers will not want to tell you. They'll say, well, we're getting some call.
Try to downplay it.
They're afraid you'll jack the rates up on. By the way, hang on a second. Remind me to jack up the rates for MD Health and Wellness.
Yeah.
They're afraid you'll do that. So they downplay it. But he didn't. He said, no, we are getting so much response. And somebody that I know was in there very recently, and they said, I can't believe the people that were in there and how many times I heard them mention the show. So let me explain to you why people are going in there. It started with an email that I got from Dr. Ken Gilbertson, and I had not spoken to him for a while, and he said, give me a call, I want to talk to you about something. And he says, I'm involved with, and he mentioned this MD, Dr. George Andrioff, and he said, we're doing this. And he goes on about the health weight loss. And I called him and I said, yeah, you know what, Ken? I call him Ken because I've known him for a long time. I said, I just don't tend to do medical things unless it's something I really know something about. I don't feel right about it. And I know there are a lot of sort of unsubstantiated claims and borderline lying that goes with some of these weight loss places. And he said, well, I understand that and I appreciate that, but why don't you come down and let us just show you what we're doing, explain it to you. And when I did, the minute that I saw what they were doing and I kind of read a little bit about it, I went back to get on it myself because what they were doing is exactly what I needed. Now, I've told you folks for a long time, I love to eat, but what I really like to eat is all the stuff you're not supposed to eat. Yeah, they say you don't want to eat a lot of, what is it, Peon? White, refined flour, grain,
exactly,
sugar,
yes.
All the stuff I like. Biscuits and gravy, bread, all that stuff. I love that stuff. And I've always said Cracker Barrel, my goodness, I could live there. And I enjoyed eating, and I didn't mind being heavy, except that for whatever reason, recently, the last 6 or 8 months, I haven't enjoyed being heavy, because every once in a while, I walk by a mirror or something, I look in there, and I thought, who's that pregnant lady? Oh, that's me. My stomach just looked like a pregnant woman. Just a big old fat gut, and pants were all too tight, and when 42s and even 44s start to get tight, you get disgusted with yourself. And you know what I'm talking about. If you're overweight, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can be in denial. I don't mind being fat. Yeah, you do. So I thought everything about this makes sense. So I did it. I thought I'm going to jump in here and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do what they say. I'm not going to cheat. Because the problem with cheating is if you get 2 weeks into it or a week into it, you're fairly early on. And you blow it. In your mind, you think, well, all right, I've blown it. Now I might as well just
go. You just erase those 2 weeks
in your
head.
You just screw it all up, because in your mind, the 2 weeks was for nothing. So I was determined I wasn't going to do that. I'm telling you right now that I am now at 35 pounds down. That's about where I want to be. And the other thing I did, and I'll get to the name of the place again, is we bagged up a bunch of pants and shirts. These are all pants that are 40 to 44 waist. Some of them, in fact, 9 or 10 pairs of pants still had tags on them. I had never even worn them. Brand new. And we took them to Goodwill. I took 35 shirts to Goodwill. They were all double X shirts or just in some other size or whatever, if it was a neck size or sleeve. They were big guy shirts. And the reason I got rid of them was one, there's some people out there that could use those clothes, and I'm not going to wear them. And I don't want to have them there, because if you have bigger clothes, then you have a tendency to go, it's all a little bit tight, but oh, I got these I can wear. And then you start wearing that stuff again. So 35 pounds down, and I hope, I never say never, I never say I guarantee I will, but I am pretty confident I'm not going to be that big again. Nothing about it, except for the eating part, is pleasant. And the eating part only lasts 10 or 15 minutes. Tops 15 minutes. I don't know who it takes more than 15 minutes to knock down some biscuits and gravy and chicken and dumplings. It doesn't take me 10 minutes. And then it's over, and then your rest of your day and week and year is miserable. MD Health and Wellness. That's the name of this place in Bridgeton, and not only will they help you lose weight, but you have to understand, they need to examine you. They need some things. They need an EKG, and it's relatively simple what they need. It's not a big deal, but they don't just jump in there blindly and go, okay, everybody who comes in gets the same thing. Here's this, this, and this. Here's what you owe us, and good luck. No, everybody's different. If it's a testosterone issue and you're a man and you know you're low on testosterone, they're going to need to see, and I might add, they'll tell you your testosterone level free. They'll draw some blood and give you that for nothing. That's free. And then they see what it is that's right for you in terms of dosage, et cetera. Diabetes reversal. I'm not diabetic, but I might have been headed that way. But I think maybe now that I've done this, because weight has a lot to do with diabetes. I'm not a doctor, I'm not an expert, but I do know that. And diabetes can lead to all kinds of horrible things. Blindness, amputation, that sounds terrible, but it's true. They have a reversal program. And if you go, well, diabetes, that can't be reversed. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. They have a great program for that, too. I'm very impressed with this place, and so are apparently many, many other people. So your first step is to call them, and I can give you the number, but my feeling about that is almost all of you are in cars, and it's late in the afternoon. You're probably not going to call them anyway. It's 314-770-2334. Better yet, go to mdhealthwellness.com, or even better, if you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, let's say menu, then sponsors, and eventually there they are, all alphabetical, and there's a link to their website. Go take a look at it, read it, see what they do, and see if there's something there they do that you know you need to address and get taken care of. They're terrific people to work with, and the rest is up to you. You want to be fat? Be fat. You want diabetes? Okay, have diabetes. You like low testosterone? You like not having any energy, no libido, no sex drive? Fine, if you're happy with that. MD Health and Wellness, St. Charles Rock Road, Bridgeton. There you go. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Peon, I need to reset my clock so it tells me what time it is. How do I do that? I got it. I reset it myself. I'm not even an engineer or anything.
Man, you're good.
Dan, did you say you have something?
Yes,
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. Today was my Aunt Gus's funeral.
Yeah.
The actual funeral.
110.
Yeah, 110. She went. She lived a full life, that's for sure. I wanted to talk about, I haven't been in a funeral procession in, three, 4, 5 years, something like that. And this one was the most incredible procession I've been in because of what the funeral home did. And I know some of those guys that go with the motorcycles, and they'll block off different intersections and things like that.
That the Patriot police? Guard or something?
Yeah, but they...
No, they're a group of guys.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've seen police bikes before.
But that usually is either a politician, official, state, or another officer or firefighter. They have a Patriot Guard thing.
Yeah. But they have been getting hit. Some of those people have, some of the guys on motorcycles have gotten hit. One of the guys was doing a Jefferson Barracks funeral and was sitting there and got hit and killed doing that.
Yeah, they'll do it for veterans.
Yeah.
How'd she get that?
No, she didn't get that. Oh. She was buried at...
Well, why did you mention that?
Well, I was mentioning the Patriot Guards because the motorcycles, these were not motorcycles that they had. They had three separate cars that had lights and sirens on it.
Hmm.
And they would travel up and pass the procession and block off intersections. Each car would go block off an intersection.
And then they go up ahead again and get the next
one. And they would completely block off the intersection so we could go through even when the lights were red. So that, and then we got on the highway, and they would block off entrance ramps to the highway, so you couldn't get into
the
procession.
How can they do that legally, I wonder?
I don't know, but it wasn't that long, because they blocked off so people could not get into, you know how some people will pull into the procession. No. As soon as the procession goes by, they travel up and go further, and then when we had to change lanes, they would go slow and slow down the traffic in that lane so everyone could pull over into the same lane.
Did you ever get in a funeral procession and you didn't mean to get in it?
Yes.
And you feel like a schmuck because you know you don't belong in there.
I know. I've done that before, and I thought, I've seen the funeral procession going, and then you're like, oh, I'm okay, and I jump in.
They thought it was over.
I thought it was
and
over.
And now you're in it.
And you're like, oh, no, flashers are going off, the emergency flashers. So then you hurry up and try and get out of it.
No. Yeah, I think you go on to the cemetery and just cry. Just get out of the car and start crying. And then you don't look stupid.
But I thought that was really cool, because it felt really safe, because you feel kind of vulnerable when you're driving and the light turns red, and you know you have that little placard on your car and everything, and you can drive through, you can go through red lights in a funeral, but you feel vulnerable because you think people are just going to start honking at you and go.
But can you drive through red? Is that a law if you're in a funeral procession?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Then what I want to do is get a placard and just say, it's just me. This person didn't have any friends. I'm the only car in the funeral procession, and just run every line.
Yeah.
And there's no hearse. He was cremated, and I have his remains right here. Yeah. So this is my own funeral procession.
Yeah. Just carry some ashes with you.
Yeah. And then her sons got up and told a couple of stories. But one story in particular that one of her sons said was Aunt Gus was 103 at the time, and she went to the doctor's office. So somebody took her to the doctor.
Her sons are like, what, 80?
71 and 75.
Wow.
She married at a later age in her 30s, and then she had them later in life.
Not many people talk about their kid, the 80-year-old.
No.
Yeah, my youngest, who's 75.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so many can do that.
So, yeah, so they, she was widowed for 56 years. She was married for 21 years. But the story was, she was 103 at the doctor's office, and they had one of the nephews or somebody took her to the doctor, and she had to fill out this questionnaire, and he took it up to the desk, and they all started laughing. Well, they were reading it, and a couple of them were laughing. So he went up and said, "Is there a problem? What's going on?" And they said, "Oh no, there's no problem at all." But the questionnaire was, one of the questions on the thing was, "Are you pregnant?" And she put, "I'm not sure."
That's
fine. I know. So I thought that was funny. She did have a great sense of humor. But yeah, 110, Aunt Gus is...
rest in peace,
yeah.
Aunt Gus. I wonder if you get to the gates, if there's like a special... There should be.
Yeah.
When they see how old you are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We got a special residency for you. Yeah, a residence for you in a mansion or something.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
And now we turn to Peon. Do you have anything?
Thank you very much. I do.
All right.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
I think that. You did.
You said you're welcome.
That's why I said it, because you said thank you.
Almost didn't make it here to work today.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I tried to leave the house at 1 o'clock and went to look for my keys, and they were not where I put them last night.
I hate
them. Oh, no, did Archie get them?
Our little toddler loves playing with keys.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, my wife lets him play with my keys, and then after he's done playing with them, doesn't...
Bother to find them, or put them back where they belong.
And, of course, she was gone at the time.
Mm.
She had taken Archie out of the house, so here I am myself trying to figure out where a one-and-a-half-year-old put a set of keys.
So no one's in the house and right now?
Nobody.
You're
well,
the only one home?
Yes, when I was looking for it. So I spend like a half hour, 45 minutes looking for these keys. I mean, they could be anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Inside any of his toys.
Oh.
Just placed, I mean.
You're going to scare him? Take him to an orphanage. So if you do this again, leave him there one night. If you do this again, you're going to live here forever.
So she finally gets home and helps me look. And so at that point, I scoured the entire house. What he's done before is we have a laundry chute. He's thrown them down that
hole. Oh, man.
But it wasn't there. So after 15 minutes of her being home and looking for them inside one of our closets, I don't know where she found them. But there they were.
My first question is, every car comes with two keys.
Yeah.
Where's I do not have two sets.
Oh, come on.
I don't know
what. Well, you did when you got it.
I did when I got it, but it's been...
Well, that's... Let me tell you something. You're a numbskull.
Yes.
Because our cars, I know exactly where that's... Just for that kind of crap right there that happens. You go, where in the world... Sometimes I leave it in a pair of pants. I go in the washer. I know where another key is. I got to get out of there.
Yeah.
Because my job... I don't know about you guys. My job comes first.
Well, yes.
First.
Why don't you just
number
get
one.
Like some... An extra like set of keys just that mean nothing?
Oh, he has those.
But those aren't good enough.
For some reason, she decided to let him play with my keys.
Well, first of all, this is crystal clear. This is her fault.
Yeah, exactly. I'm upset
at her.
And she goes, "Well, who are you mad at?
You?"
Like she thinks I might be mad at him.
No.
Which, of course, is not the case.
No, you're mad at her.
And there's only one person to be mad at here. I go, when I let him play with your keys, I make sure when he's done, I put them back where they were.
No, it's all on her.
What
ought to happen is we should fire you here. And then you tell her, well, thanks a lot.
You know what? I wish you would do that, just to get it to her.
Well, thanks a lot. I was late, and guess what? I got just fired. Why was I late?
Yes.
You.
Yes. Wow. Thank you.
All right.
You are right.
Anything else?
One more thing.
You're right.
Thank goodness that the Rams are no longer in St. Louis. I wish nothing but the worst.
Oh, I do too.
For a lot of people in that organization. There are a couple of good guys, I guess, that had nothing to do with it, but for the majority of, including Enos and Kevin Demoff and Jeff Fisher, I wish very bad things for all of those people for the rest of their life. But there's one player that I'm glad is no longer in St. Louis. This William Hayes, he's a defensive lineman. The Rams are part of a documentary show this year because, of course, they're rolling out, trying to get as much publicity as they can. Hard yeah. Knocks. It's been on HBO, I think, for maybe 10 years. They pick a different team every year yeah. to follow during training camp, and they film them what goes on during the practices and everything. Well, this one defensive lineman, William Hayes, was talking about how he was happy now that the team is closer to the ocean because he believes in mermaids.
He does?
He believes in mermaids, but he does not believe in dinosaurs. He believes that all those people that have had dinosaur bones found while digging, those were planted there. He said, "No human has ever seen a dinosaur. So why am okay, I to think
he has to be obviously putting people on?"
I don't believe so. I believe he is very.
He's believes this.
Yes. Well, I mean, let's be truthful here. Athletes, especially professional football players, some of them have not always been the brightest. Bulbs, but yeah.
Everyone I've ever seen him was really intelligent.
There's footage of him saying, just getting mad at other people because they're kind of laughing at him, saying, "How do you not believe in dinosaurs and how do you believe in mermaids?" And he has in his own mind why he said dinosaurs are like the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. It's all just imaginary stuff. It's all made up. Santa Claus. It's all, well, he said, it's all the well, same
he
thing.
He doesn't know anything. He thinks dinosaurs, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus are
those
real.
Those are all real.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that means he's an idiot.
Dinosaurs are real.
So,
what an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah. Good luck with him.
Shining
LA.
Star on the L.A. Rams.
And then
William Hayes.
Everybody's trying to get the St. Louis to jump on the Kansas City Chiefs bandwagon. And I'm
I don't really don't want to follow any other NFL team.
I don't care about the Chiefs because they voted for the Rams to move. Their owners said, "Yeah, go ahead."
Well, of course, they love them out of Missouri,
oh, heck,
and they
yeah.
got it.
I know
they're it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So screw the Chiefs.
So that was it. That was all. I had.
Let's close it. Burke said, "Actually closed." I'm on a break, and then I want you guys to think about this while we break. I got an interesting email. I'll read it to you. It says, this came last week from a guy named Blake. And it made me feel really, really good because of something he said. But then he poses a really interesting question. He said, "I've been listening to you since I was a young child." And right there, I thought, great, an old people reference. He says, "My mom has always been a listener, even when the show was on in the morning. When you moved to the afternoon, she followed. So when I started driving, my radio was always tuned to your show. I'm now in my early 20s, and I still listen every day. I did not grow up with a father. He died when I was very young. However, in a strange way, listening to the show has taught me how to be a real man." How about that? He
wow.
says, "It has taught me to have a good sense of humor, minus the stuff that Dan says you have to edit out." I was wondering if, on the air, if you, Ian, and Dan could give advice to your younger selves. You can each bring advice that you wish you had had when you were younger. I think it might be interesting and informative. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Blake." Blake, first of all, what a great compliment to say you got some sort of guidance about just common sense from this show.
Yeah.
But this thing about the three of us saying what advice you wish you had been given or would you give your younger self if you could go back? Think about that.
I tried to because I saw this email when he sent it to me. And I tried
he
thinking
sent you
what, yes. And I tried to think. And it was hard coming up with something that
well,
concrete.
Well, I think
that,
I have something. We'll come back. We'll break. We'll come back. We'll see what we come up with here. But First of all, it's hard to say what advice would you give your younger self, because if you're your younger self, you wouldn't have any life experience. But maybe we could translate that to what advice do you wish?
No, he's saying if you right now were to go back in time
talk to
your younger self, what advice would you give that?
Oh, yeah, I have several things I would tell my younger
self.
Yeah,
you know, well, we forgot about Dan. Yeah. This could take 8 shows. But maybe we can just sort of... just for him, because I think after this email, he deserves an answer. So, Blake, thank you for the email, and we'll come back after this break. We'll see what we can do with that suggestion.
What a great compliment, too.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you. First Community Credit Union. Well, there you go. I would have said to my younger self, hey, when you get older, other banks are going to come along. Ignore them. First chance you get. Once there's this thing, and it'll be called First Community Credit Union, when they get established, and by the way, they'll get established before you're even born, so your first banking experience should be with them, if possible, and that would be my first bit of advice. First Community Credit Union is now where I bank, where a lot of people banks, where Paul Warner banks. Now, if you say, who's Paul Warner, that tells me you don't listen to the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. The First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale. It's a terrific show, and it's fun. But in addition to being fun, it gives you some insight as to what people out there listening have accumulated, what it is they don't want anymore, they don't need. It's also kind of sad when you hear somebody going, and I've heard this, and they'll take $15 or $20 for something. You know, you forget that there are people who need to sell things to raise $20. And then there are other things that go for more, some things you're not interested in, but then every once in a while you go, oh my goodness, I could use that. I didn't realize anybody still had those. The reason I mention it, the only sponsor is First Community Credit Union. I do bank there. I was there today, as a matter of fact. I needed some 20s and 10s. I'm not an ATM guy. So I went there and got some 20s and 10s today. Saturday Night Live used to have a great bit about the change bank. And it was about a bank. All they did was make change. Yeah. Remember this?
Roseanne was in it.
Was she?
Yes.
And they did them real seriously, like Bob Thomas, vice president of change for the change bank. You know, when customers come in to see us, look, maybe they want change for a 20, but somebody needs to ask them, do you want 2 5s and a 10? Do you want 2 10? At the change bank, we make sure the change we give you is the change. And it was just so ridiculous because no bank could survive just making change. Well, guess what? Sometimes I go in there just to make change. Of course, I do other things there, too. I have a checking account there, savings there, and a car loan. And you know, look, whatever it is you need a bank for, they're there for you. First Community Credit Union, great place to bank, and the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have 42 locations, and in the fall, there will be 43. Can't talk much about it now. What's the point? When it's open, we'll let you know. First Community Credit Union. To find out more, stop in, have some fresh popcorn, because all the locations have it. Tell them it's on us if you're not a member. And you can also, of course, go to their website, firstcommunity.com.
It's been kind of a busy day traffic-wise. Let's see how things look right now. Tim Weiland?
It's not that bad right now, Dan. Ooh. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not taking a whiz. I don't know.
Maybe you were. No, really not much is going on now. They cleared a stall that was on southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, but you have slowdowns now that go from about the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 70 slowing. Musial Veterans Bridge through the depressed section. Westbound 70 heavy west of 141 through the work zone at 5th Street. And then you've got eastbound 40 drivers slowing 141 through Mason. This report brought to you by the Mutual Fund Store. Plan to build for a better financial future today with the Mutual Fund Store. Personalized plans for your unique situation with no hidden fees. Start planning for your future today at themutualfundstore.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. It's coming soon. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. All day Thursday, August 18th on KTRS. Listen for details.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful, pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right. You can have beautiful, pre-finished, solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor with an unheard-of 50-year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. And I would like to talk to you about...
Excuse me.
Yes.
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These 2 go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need 1 key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for 2 sides, and we'll throw in the other 2 sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded, restrictions apply. Free product is to be core, lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
Hello, this is Elmer, who's still hunting a certain rabbit.
That Wesley Rabbit?
He should attend the Missouri Arms Collectors Association's 81st Gun Show in St. Charles at 1410 South 5th Street, Friday through Sunday. With hundreds of tables of guns, knives, militaria, ammo, antique, and historical firearms. Admission is $7. Parking is free.
Free?
Yes, free. I mean free. For directions and information, go to MissouriArms.com, and you might be able to finally get that Wesley Wabbit, the Wittick.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry-Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Center for Four at Oceana Bistro with Howard Richards and Mike Kelly, giving you the opportunity to ask questions to the guys who will have all the answers for anything about Mizzou football. This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game or four Blues preseason game tickets. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on. Help this St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease during the Nestle Purina Radiothon, Thursday, August 18th. Brought to you by Kraftig and Kraftig Light Beer, American Eagle Credit Union, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, Wholesale Batteries, Ackerman Toyota, and the Big 550.
I think it's Johnny Cash. No, Eddie Money. Yeah. I was close. Money, baby, Cash. I was in the neighborhood. Right, so here's the email from Blake. Essentially, he says, grew up without a dad. Dad died when he was young. And he got a lot of just, he got a sense of humor from this show over the years and some guidance how to be a real man. What a great, I don't know if he deserved that or not. But then he says, if the three of you could give advice to your younger selves, what would it be? So if you could go back and catch yourself as a 12-year-old or whatever, what would it be? Dan, pick one.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't think it means that you can see ahead. Don't marry that gal who's the sister of Satan. I think it's more about, look, don't be so whatever.
Yes. Keep persistent and don't give up on things easily.
Do you give up easily?
Not generally. I did. I gave up on a baseball career, I think, too soon.
Wait a minute. We never knew this. We knew you almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. We knew you were assistant manager at Sambo's. We knew you and know that you're a broadcast professor. We knew that you had, my goodness, worked and been fired multiple other places, including radio stations. What am I leaving out, Peon? We knew that you were reverend by mail. You marry people. Yeah. We never knew about this potential baseball career.
Oh, I tried out for the Cardinals. I had a tryout with the Cardinals.
Modesty. The stuff he holds back.
When I was 18.
So your advice to your younger self would be don't give up so quickly. Stay after that.
No, stay after that and don't be complacent when it comes to that. When it comes to doing something like that and going into a situation where you think at that point that you've got it. I when I was 18 and I got a letter and it said, I remember on the top of the letterhead it said, "See how we run," and then it invited me to come down and try out at Busch Stadium for the Cardinals.
Ooh. You still have that?
No, they kept the letter. I had the envelope. I don't know where any of that is
anymore. So you could be making this up.
Yes, I could.
There's no proof.
No, I don't have any proof. Okay.
That's it? That's your advice to your younger self?
Yeah, don't be complacent about that because I thought that I had it. I thought, oh, well, I've got this.
Maybe be a little more selective and sure before you take that first wife.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I would say when you meet this woman with horns and a tail breathing fire and drinking goat's
blood. But when you met her, she wasn't breathing fire.
And drinking goat's blood.
Yeah. But that she wasn't when you met her.
No, because she morphed into something that was.
So your advice to your younger self would be maybe. Look, how long did you know your first wife when you married her?
Probably a year. Maybe a year, a little over a year.
That's actually enough time.
Well,
maybe the advice would be just make sure you know her better than you think you know her.
Well, not to when you notice different signs, take those signs and run the hell away
and recognize.
Yes, recognize those signs.
What they might mean later
and get out of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peon, what would your advice be?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, because you wish you could go back and tell your younger self, like school, stay in school, but I don't think it would have mattered.
No, you can't
so
make
I don't
yourself.
Think that would have, nothing my older self would have said to my younger self would have soaked in enough to where I would start enjoying school or anything. It would probably be just a myriad of financial tips.
Yeah, you know what? Buy Apple and buy Microsoft.
No, see, that's like fortune telling. You can't do that.
But no, it would
maybe the advice would be learn as much about finances
as
you can.
It would definitely have helped me with issues I've had in the past and currently with finances. So
I would go with that.
That's the only one I could really think of.
Mine would be, don't worry so much about everything. I mean, don't be so nervous and worried all the time. Holy cow, it's a miserable life. And learn something about music and get some basic knowledge of sports. Those would be the three things if I could go back to my younger self and listen to me. You're going to get sidetracked because you're going to have to work from the time you're 11 and you're going to work every year of your life from your 11 years old on, but find a way to find the time to learn something about sports. Don't be so nervous. Don't be so worried all the time. And learn some music, something. Play one instrument. Learn something about music, basic music. Now, those would be mine to my three. Blake, that's a very insightful and interesting suggestion you made. So those were the things that we could think of right now. Again, if we took a lot of time, we'd, I'm sure, come up with other things. But it is true. I have my whole life been worried and nervous going to school, having the stomach ache when I went to school, nervous getting up in front of people, worried, don't want this to fail, I don't want this to go bad, it's just miserable. It's a miserable existence. And was it Carole King, I think, a tremendous performer, songwriter, who got so sick she threw up before she went on stage all the time? I think that was Carole King.
Glenn Hall used to get like that, too, before he played with the Blues. He played goalie for the Blues, and he would get so nervous and stuff.
But you'd think after so many times, you'd go, okay, well, I realize now this is going to go okay. I'm a pretty good player, and I don't have anything to be worried about. But you still do, and that's the one thing. I've probably turned down and lost opportunities to make a tremendous amount of money speaking, doing luncheons, because I just get so nervous. I'll give you an example. It was the 70s. I got a call from, I think I've told this story. I got a call from a very wealthy man in St. Louis, and he said, you and I have a mutual friend, and he mentioned the guy in St. Louis who was in the ad agency business. I said, yeah, I know Henry. And Henry says, you're a funny guy. Here's what I got. New Year's Eve, or it was New Year's, was it New Year's morning? We got a bunch of people, we get together, and he told me the private club, and he says, we always have somebody come and speak, it's a lot of fun, and we want you to do that. And I said, well, I don't do that. I'm not a stand-up comic. I'm not a Jack Buck or these people. I don't. He said, yeah, but he says you're funny, so we're doing this. And I said, no, you don't understand. Now, this guy was very wealthy, and he was not used to being told no. And I said, I don't do that. He said, so meet me Saturday, he says, and he gives me his private club. It was down in off of Clayton Road or something, and we'll discuss it. And I said, but Bill, click. So I go there and I meet him. I beat him there. I got there first. And the bartender at this club says, I told him who I was there to meet. He says, oh, yes, he told us you'd be coming. I am to offer you whatever you want to drink and a cigar from his private humidor. So I said, great. And he opens this humidor and I said, which one of these cigars do you think is the most expensive? He says, this one. I said, I'll take that one because I knew this guy had a lot of money. So I had a cigar. He walks in, I'm having one of his cigars. And I said, I feel bad smoking your cigar, because I'm going to turn you down. I don't do this. He goes, no, you're not. And then he just keeps refusing to let me say no. And I said, Bill, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to get up in front of a bunch of rich, drunk people New Year's Day and just make them laugh. And I said, I don't have an act. You don't need an act. I said, of course you do. He said, just tell some jokes. And finally, for what I know what changed it all. He said, look, it's 15, 20 minutes. How much do you want? And I said, okay, this is my out. Now, this is 1972, 3-ish, long time ago. I said, $900. He said, oh, that's a great deal. I'll take it. Now, I'm stuck. Now, you ask my wife, for 2 or 3 days, my stomach hurt so bad. I was so nervous.
Did you went and did it?
Oh, sure I did it. I'd already shaken his hand, and I did it. He says it was great. I was on the verge of passing out. I was a fog. I have very little memory of what I did. But when I stepped down, he walked up, shook my hand. He said, come on, jump in my car, run down to my house. I'll cut you a check. He lived down the street, cut me a check for $900, and I went home. My point is, I could have done one of those every week. I could do them now. I could do that kind of stuff and make a lot of extra money. I just have never been able to get past that people staring at me, and I hope I don't fail. I can't explain it. But that would be the other, if that's advice, I don't know if that's advice. There's some things that are just part of you that you can't...
get over that fear.
You can't get over. And, of course, there was the whole Mulberry Grove commencement thing that put a crimp in my confidence, I guess. We'll do a little American Equity talk, and after the news, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us. If you have a pet, my advice would be get ready to call. Because he's your pet's best friend. He's a terrific vet. And maybe he can help alleviate some of your worries and give you some solutions to the problems you have with your pet. We'll get to that after the news. For now, we once again, and we've done this, I guess I could try to calculate how many times we've done this in almost 25 years. It's a lot. Told you about American Equity Mortgage and how when the time comes for a mortgage, you need a mortgage. American Equity would be happy to handle that for you. If anybody knows how to do it quickly, swiftly, and get you the best rate, it should be them. They've been doing it a long time. If you're a homeowner, you've heard this message before, but we're going to keep repeating it until you get the message. Do not continue to make minimum payments on your credit card bills. That is not something done to help you. It's done to keep you in debt for a long time. Let American Equity Mortgage pay that stuff off. If you're a homeowner, you can do that. You have equity in your home. You use that to borrow money at a much lower interest rate. Let them tell you how all this works. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Dr. Doug's coming up after the news.